Jerry Bader Show 953. I think what Colin Roth is suspicious of is, and we'll get on to more of this in just a moment, is do Scott Walker and Scott Fitzgerald believe what they're saying about Donald Trump, or are they saying it for political expediency? Only they know that for sure. More calls in just a minute as well. I want to let you know, though, tomorrow, an important event, if you are one of those people who have been wondering about the program, I and my wife and a lot of listeners use to lose weight, proactive weight loss solutions, to take it off and keep it off, which we have both done. My wife and I each lost about 75 pounds. We've kept it off. And the question, what'd you use? What did you use? How does it work? What did you use? Well, it's Proactive Weight Loss Solutions, and I don't answer those specific questions because I'm not the guy to, but Dr. Jason Lippman is, and he's holding a special presentation and dinner, 6:30 Tuesday evening at Pullman's in Appleton. Dinner included, presentation dinner free, no obligation, but seating is limited, so they want reservations. So if you finally want to find out how it works, call 920-268-1386 before 5 p.m. tomorrow, 920-268-1386. 86. All right. Should elected Republicans in Wisconsin basically endorse Donald Trump with all the perils that who knows what he's going to say or tweet between now and November? And when you say he's going to help us, like Scott Fitzgerald did, then you're going to have reporters, well, does this help you? Does that help you? Does this help you? Does that help you? On the other hand, do they really have a choice but to get behind the party's standard bearer? Sydney in Antigo. Sydney, go ahead.
Hi, I'm very, very upset with you. You're talking about whether a man flatulates in public or if he's rude and obnoxious. That has nothing to do with being in the government.
Sydney, are you listening to the topic?
Yes, I am. And
okay.
Yes,
no, Sydney, hang on. I'm asking questions. What am I doing right now? What are we doing?
You're trying to denounce Trump.
No, I'm not. Sydney, no, I'm not. You have to pay closer attention. I realize Trump supporters only listen with one ear, but you have to pay closer attention. I'm laying out both sides of the argument. Should elected Republican leaders take the risk of endorsing a volatile candidate where they have to own everything he says, or do they have a choice? As elected Republican leaders, they simply have to support the candidate. That is the question.
Would you support a candidate that gives $4.44 million to 59 Iranian?
All right, that's not what we're doing here. To Mark in Denmark. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, I started out as a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
I quit that pretty quick after I heard him talking too much. I've never been a big believer in your party. You should vote for who you represent. I think this is a real prime opportunity for third party or a conservative candidate. Right now, I would like Bernie Sanders because at least he's a decent guy.
Well, and
I'm not. I don't like his politics at all.
Well, but okay. But do Scott Walker and Scott Fitzgerald really have a choice?
No. Yes, they do.
They do. Okay. Tell me how.
Because they are people. They stand for the people. The people of Wisconsin have already said that they much prefer somebody like Cruz. I mean, that was very apparent. And just because they're associated with the party doesn't mean they have to agree with everything in the party. I mean, that's true with both Republicans and Democrats. I think the Republicans have proved that in spades, that they can't even agree with each other with the rejection of the Tea Party and everything else. I don't think Scott Walker and Scott Fitzgerald owe any loyalty to that type of party. They need to stand on their principles. That's what got them elected in the first place.
But if they do that and it costs them heavily down ticket, aren't they just cutting off their nose to spite their face?
I think they're going to have – somebody has to take the lead. You're right. There is that risk. But somebody has to take the lead in standing up for values and principles, and I believe that's what Scott Walker did to start with, and he stuck by his guns. I believe he still has to stick with values and principles and maintain that constant – source. He can't give in to the politics.
And it's being thrown in his face that when he stepped out of the presidential race, he said, we need to find someone who can supplant the current front runner, who was, of course, and now is, Donald Trump. Dan and Stevens Point, it's going to be until 10:06. Hoping you can hang with us. It's 9:59.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.